Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Gamertron. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a few months, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has been a few months. Maybe a year.
Nah, not quite that long.
I think it has
been It's been like 6 months or so.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyways, who are you?
Brennan.
And I'm Brian.
AKA my dad.
Mm-hmm. So, what are we going to talk about?
Well, the first one is the talk.
What's the talk?
The talk is the talk.
Okay, so what are we going to be talking about?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, but I know you know what you know. What you want to talk about?
I know what you want to know, what you want to know, Okay, what do you want to talk about?
What games have you been playing lately?
Well, the games I've been playing lately is Fortnite and Splatoon 2.
Fortnite and
Splatoon 2. I know you hate Fortnite.
I'm not a super big fan of Battle Royale games.
Yeah, but I think you'd like Apex. Apex is a good game. And I've been playing the new Call of Duty game.
Yeah?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. You guys should get it. It's a good game.
Yeah, you've been playing what, the multiplayer on that?
I am already Prestige 10.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and we haven't had a special guest yet, so we're hoping to have a special guest soon.
Yeah, so on Fortnite, what's been going on in Fortnite lately? Didn't they do like a new crazy like map relaunch or something?
Yeah. Okay, season 10 was a crazy season. Everything came back. Even Kevin, which is a cube that exploded in season 6.
Okay.
And the live event was so crazy. At the end of the live event, we all got sucked in, even the whole entire world.
Like the whole map, everything got sucked in?
Yeah, it got sucked in. And it was just a black hole for 2 days.
2 days?
2 days. You couldn't play Fortnite.
That people must have been going crazy.
Yeah. And then 2 days later,
boom.
A new map and new trailer.
Yeah, pretty cool map.
Yeah. And when you watch the cinematic, when you launch up Fortnite, at the end, Jonesy jumps off the battle bus and you instantly go in a bot lobby.
Mm.
I think that was really cool. So you wanna go to the subject?
Sure, what's the subject of today?
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me what you like about Mario.
Well, we have to talk about the story.
Well, why don't you tell me about the story?
Well, the first ever game was on,
NES?
Arcade. Oh. But we're not going to include those old other ones. The ones we're talking about is the main series ones, not like Donkey Kong or Yoshi's Island. Even though those are part of the lore, we're still going to just talk about the main Mario Brothers games.
Okay.
So the first ever game came out in NES, which Mario and Luigi fought this turtle named Bowser. Since they were babies.
Evil turtle.
Yes.
You mean baby Mario?
No.
Since they were babies, they were battling Bowser?
Well, no.
Baby Mario were... They had mustaches.
Yeah.
They were definitely...
When they were little, they had mustaches.
They were little kids with mustaches.
I'm joking. They didn't.
So they were all about...
But...
Trying to save the princess, right?
Yeah. And then at the end, because Mario broke up with Mary Pauline...
Who?
Mary Pauline.
Who's that? I thought it was Princess Peach that he
what?
Was.
No. In Donkey Kong, he broke up with Mary Pauline.
Oh, okay. Shows what I know.
And Super Mario Bros., they're saving a princess named Princess Peach, aka Princess Toadstool.
There. Princess Toadstool.
Yeah. And then they save the princess. Ooh, yahoo. It's a new Mario time.
And then what, like, Mario 2, right?
Yeah, Mario 2, which is a crazy game. I don't really understand Mario 2.
I like that game. I remember when it came out, all the crazy sand levels, like where the sun would chase you and like...
I think you're imagining Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, that's possible. I know there was some sand levels that were like you'd fall in the sand and you had to like...
But I don't really care about Super Mario Bros. 2. Because
Super Mario 3 is awesome.
Yeah, I agree with that. Super Mario 3.
I remember when that came out, it was a huge deal. There was a movie with a guy named Fred Savage from the Wonder Years, and there was a movie called The Wizard, and it had a scene from Mario 3 before the game was out, and everybody was just freaking out because, you know, it showed this one scene where you hit a turtle and it hits a bunch of blocks, and it was just so cool. And so when that game came out, everybody was going crazy playing that game.
Wow. All I can remember is you go through levels, you beat up Bowser again, save the princess. But, twist time, there was minions. Like, little Bowsers. Like, not Bowser Jr. because he came in Super Mario Sunshine. But let me name one. Larry. And I forgot all the other ones. The only two I know is...
Mini Bowsers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And Super Mario World was the best Mario game that came out on the SNES.
SNES?
Yeah. The Super...
I didn't play much Mario after Mario 3 until N64 came out.
Oh.
And even then, I was much more into GoldenEye.
And you played Super Mario 3D World, too.
Yeah, that's... What console is that?
Wii U.
Okay, yeah.
You and me beat it. And I beat on my own,
too. No, that was a fun game. That was actually a really fun game. I thought that was great.
Yeah, and In Super Mario World, Bowser goes to Dinosaur Island. Which the SNES is called the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Just like the entertainment system up there.
Yeah,
the
but NES. It had better graphics. Yes. Yeah.
And it was 32 8-bit.
Well, no, it was what, 8-bit, 16-bit, and then...
Yeah, no, it was 32-bit, because...
It was 32-bit.
Yeah, because the SNES was competing with Sega's Genesis.
I remember that. Your mom had one of those ones. I met her back in the day.
And that was a crazy game, but... Sorry. <Me too. laughs> Well, Fruit, while I'm doing a podcast, thank you. And you get to meet the Yoshis, which
The Yoshis?
The Yoshis.
Nintendo is it Yoshi or the Yoshis?
The Yoshi.
How many Yoshis is there?
Or a Yoshi.
Just the one Yoshi?
Yeah.
Who sticks his tongue out and eats bugs?
Well, guess what?
I like the Yoshi's yarn. Yoshi. That was pretty fun.
Yoshi. Doesn't stick their... The Yoshis don't stick their tongue out willingly. Do you know what Mario does when he's running?
Does he smack him in the head or something? Or just yank his neck?
No. He punches him.
That's messed up.
I know.
Hey, Yoshi. You're my friend. Whap. Stick your tongue out.
Hey, whap. Whap. Hey, see that on me? He's gone now.
Yeah, that's funny. Yoshi's Yarn World was fun, though. That was a good game.
Yoshi's
Woolly World. Yeah, that's
you thought it was a baby's game.
That's because it looked like it.
No.
The box looks like it would be something ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it was actually way cooler than I thought it would be.
And there's a new one called Yoshi's Crafted World, which has one level but in two sides.
Huh?
I know. I was like, what?
One level, two sides, meaning each level you have to play two parts? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, there's two parts to each level.
Huh.
It's like a 3D game, but in 2D.
Interesting.
But
what here, let me ask you this. What's your favorite Mario game of all time?
Right now.
Not what people think, what you think.
Okay,
like from what you've played, what do you think is the funnest?
The funnest? Super Mario 64. The best.
Yeah.
I think that's the fifth Mario game, right?
My favorite Mario is probably Mario Kart. You could argue whether that's an actual Mario game.
Or not. It's not an actual Mario game.
I think that, especially the newest version on the Switch.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah, that's
a good game.
Really, really good.
Game. Last night I came in clutch with a dub.
You what?
A dub means win.
Okay.
Yeah, I came in clutch.
Old man, get with the slang.
I was like driving up, and a red shell was coming up to me. I didn't have protection in the back, so I got hit by just past the finish line.
Nice.
So I came.
Now, sometimes that game is really, really hard. It's actually incredible how hard that game is sometimes.
I know. Like, I had confidence today, and I still lost.
Yeah.
People are too good. But the fifth.
What about like Odyssey?
Yeah, it was a good game. I'm still trying to collect all the moons. There's 999 moons.
It's pretty clever how you can throw your hat and how your hat like has.
But the fifth Mario game. Guess what that one is?
What's that?
Super Mario 64, I think. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Yeah, entertain them.
Mario 64 was fun. When that console came out, it was pretty cool. Just because it was like the first controller to have like trigger.
Yeah.
Like a gun to where. For games like GoldenEye, which was incredible. I mean, I remember sitting around with friends playing that game all the time. And it was groundbreaking to where all your newer first-person shooter games kind of all stemmed from that particular console. Not that has anything to do with Mario, but as far as that particular console. There's also a snowboarding game that I had on the N64 that I cannot remember what the name of the game was, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun.
What is the fifth Mario game?
I don't know. There's all kinds of like crazy spin-off games, like Dr. Mario, which is kind of like Tetris type of thing. And I never really got into any of those.
Yeah.
I liked kind of the basic ones. That's why I think Mario 3D World was so much fun, because that was kind of like a return back to like standard Mario, as opposed to like Mario the standard. I mean, and then you have
Super Mario Odyssey.
No, the Mario fighting game.
Oh, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Smash Bros. That's pretty fun too.
I agree.
I'm not very good at those type of games. Granted, I'm not very good at any games, but it's a clever game. Like, it's actually really well thought out and done quite well. When you first hear about what type of game it is, it's like, okay, that's gonna be kind of lame, but it's actually way more fun.
Okay, yeah, I was right. It's Super Mario 64 for the fifth game.
Yeah, and then what's after that?
Well, in Super Mario 64, it was a jumble of a mess.
Yeah.
Kind of a way. Because they removed every power-up except one, which is the Wing Cap, which didn't appear in any other Mario game.
Wing Cap?
Yeah, and
You couldn't get the tail or anything like that after that?
No.
They took away the...
They took away everything.
Okay.
Replaced everything with the Wing Cap, and they...
I like the cat suit.
Cat suit.
Cat suit's pretty darn cool.
I know. And Mario 6, I mean not 64, Super Mario Maker 2.
Mario Maker, oh, that's what you got. Yeah. I've seen you play Mario Maker, but
they have 3D World as an option.
So you can make 3D World type maps?
Yeah, but it's 2D.
Well,
it works
very
good.
You have lots of depth and you can do lots of different things. Mm-hmm. It's not just a side scroller.
Super Mario 64 was a jumble of a mess. The next game, I think everybody loves it. Super Mario Sunshine.
Sunshine. I've never even heard of it.
On the GameCube.
See, we had the GameCube. Your grandparents down in Oregon, they gave it to us.
Yeah, what happened to the GameCube? I remember I had this Curious George.
Of games. We had, like, a ton of games for that.
And I wish we can find them, because if we do, we can play them on the Wii.
Damn, dude.
Right when we're doing a podcast, yeah. My buddy does not like when we're doing podcasts. But yeah. Gonna
rip a fart right here in the middle of this podcast.
But Super Mario Sunshine is about Mario getting arrested.
What?
Yeah, Mario gets arrested.
What?
And thrown in jail.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the dark. Oh, it's because it was a GameCube. GameCube didn't do well. And
wait, what?
GameCube wasn't a very good console. Like, it didn't do well. Like, I mean, maybe it did. Maybe I'm just remembering wrong, but like.
Yeah, everybody calls it
the
worst.
It had a ton of games, and most of the games, we probably had like 50 games that came with it when we got it.
What?
And most of them kind of sucked. I mean, there was a couple okay games, there was a couple racing games, I think, and like a snowboard game that was okay.
Yeah, I wish we still had those games, or the GameCube.
No one played it, and so it just kind of sat there, so I think that's, we got rid of it because no one. Or maybe it broke. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine throwing it away, because why throw away a game console that works? But
why throw away a console that today is super rare to find?
I'm sure it's not that rare. I'm sure it's not that rare.
Except that at Goodwill.
Goodwill?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get one.
If you go to Goodwill, you can find them for $15.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I mean, you could probably get them online for really cheap, like eBay. Yeah.
But the NES is super rare. You cannot find them at your local.
It's not rare. It's just people don't want to get rid of them. Yeah. And like ours, to where it barely works.
Yeah, but it's gone old. But when I'm like old, NESs are gonna be so rare that they're gonna be in millions of dollars. That's why I wanna have them forever.
I think the reason also why we got rid of the GameCube too, at the time, all the games kind of stunk, and we were much more to, playing the PlayStation and stuff.
Yeah.
And, and then we ended up getting an Xbox and stuff later.
But
where it was just kind of like,
And the GameCube actually came out in 2001. Did you know that? And guess what? Today, at lunch, my friend said, YouTube came out in 2001. I'm like, no, it came out in 2005. And plus, the GameCube came out in GameCube.
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Huh?
Are you sure about that?
What?
2001 for GameCube?
Yeah. Look.
Are you sure?
One of the launch titles was Super Mario Sunshine, but actually, no, that was a launch title. That was actually a 1 year later title.
Okay,
because it came out in 2002.
Had to have been. GameCube had to have been earlier than that.
No. And the.
So I had a PlayStation 1.
When the DS released, a new game called New Super Mario Bros. Revamped the 2D Mario games.
I had a PlayStation. I had to have been.
What are you thinking about?
I'm just trying to think of when I had a PlayStation before 2000. It was like 98, probably, I had a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And so the GameCube had to have been out before that. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Look up when the GameCube came out.
But the next game is New Super Mario Bros.
Okay, yeah, I know. We're supposed to be talking about Mario, not game consoles.
Yeah. But yeah, that game is.
What was it called?
New Super Mario Bros. That game isn't really that good.
I have
what
no
people
idea what
say. It's on the DS, and it was supposed to revamp.
DS game?
It was supposed to revamp.
Was it DS or Game Boy Advance or something like that?
No, it was the DS. And
didn't
it was supposed
have any
to.
Mario Bros. Between that?
They had two Mario Bros. 3 on the.
Can I see the list?
But they had, like, Super Mario Bros. 3 on the Game Boy. But I don't think New Super Mario Bros. Is that good.
You like the new ones?
Well,
you mean the remakes? Isn't it exactly the same?
No, it's...
On the Game Boy Advance, it's exactly the same.
What? Okay, let's go to the next game. Super Mario Galaxy. Now, I love this game. It was on the Wii. Which, I think...
Was it the Wii or Wii U? Isn't it Wii U?
Wii. The Wii. It was a Wii exclusive, and it was so good. Pearson, my cousin, let me play it, and I instantly got attached to that game, but I wish I could still play it.
I thought it was on the later consoles. I didn't realize it was just the standard Wii, really.
But the next game is New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Yeah, not that good of a game, still.
Did it use the Wii controllers in weird ways?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated that. I liked, only good game from the Wii was the sports, in my opinion. Everything else
and
was
Super
terrible.
Mario Bros. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Actually.
Good game. The end. And you can think every Mario game is taking after what the NES did, fighting Bowser in different ways. You can't really talk about that, but Galaxy, on the other hand, he steals the castle and brings it into space.
Who does?
Bowser!
He takes the castle and takes it to space. In Galaxy 2 or Galaxy 1?
Both!
So you had space levels, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Why would it be Galaxy if there wasn't space levels?
Fair enough. I mean, Galaxy can mean a lot of different things in video games.
Super Mario 3D Land. Now, this was a 3DS exclusive.
So it was just on the... So it actually had 3D, like, real 3D stuff.
Yeah. And it came out in 2011.
Okay.
Which is, like, why would you release this game if you already have 3D World?
Yeah, I get you.
So, New Super Mario Bros. 2. Why, oh why, would there be a new Super Mario Bros. 2?
What, did they just do a remake of it?
Is that what that was? And the whole entire basis of that game was coins, bro. That game had, like, barely any story except coins. But the next game, guess what it is?
I have no idea what.
New Super Mario Bros. U. I actually think this one's good.
Super Mario Universe?
Not Universe. New Super Mario Bros. U.
What's that?
Means Wii U. I think is a good game.
I thought the Wii U was a good console.
Maybe you. I don't care what other people think.
It would have been better if they had a screen like they have on the Switch to where it was an actual capacitive screen instead of the stupid pressure screen on it. But if it would have been like a legit passive screen to where it was like a glass screen and it didn't get scratched up as easy.
Wait, what?
The screen on the Wii U is a plastic pressure sensitive screen. It's not.
Wait, are you saying the Switch has a glass screen?
Yeah, the Switch.
No, it does not. It has a plastic screen.
Okay, well, it's the type of screen is like a cell phone to where the old Wii U was
Bro. The Switch has a plastic.
I know, I'm talking about the Wii U, though, right now. The Wii U has a different type of screen. It's a pressure-sensitive screen to use a stylus with it. You know, it's not as good as, like, your Switch has, like, a cell phone-type screen.
Yeah.
A capacitive screen. To where the old ones, I can't remember what they were called, like, inductive or whatever. You have to push on it really hard. It's pressure-sensitive. And it's a cheaper type of screen to where if the Wii U would have had the same screen as the Switch, it would have been way better. People would have liked it a lot better. And the concept is cool, you know, it's just such a huge controller.
I think it was comfortable. I think it's more comfortable than the actual Joy-Cons.
Yeah, the Joy-Cons are pretty small. That's kind of, I mean...
No. The actual Joy-Cons with my hands, I don't think they're comfortable.
Yeah, the Joy-Cons are too small.
No,
You mean you just don't like the way they're shaped?
Yes. I like the Pro Controller more because it melts into your hands. Unlike Joy-Cons, where they don't have, like, a back.
Right.
So, yeah. But the next game, which is your and my favorite, Super Mario Bros. 3D World.
Yeah, 3D World's a good game.
Yeah, I think the ending with Meowser.
Meowser, that is funny.
Yeah. And he wasn't going after Peach this time. He was going after fairies.
Yeah, that was a fun game, though. It had lots of really good levels.
But a lot of people say it's a bad game.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't like the cats?
They don't like cats.
No, I thought the gameplay was good. It wasn't like some of those
games. Yeah, I'm still working on the game to this day.
Some of those games get a little confusing to where it's like you don't know what the heck where you're going or what you're doing.
No, dude.
And that game actually is really good.
Yeah. Super Mario Odyssey, on the other hand, you don't know what the hell you're doing. Sorry. But you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Yeah, I haven't played too much. I watched you play it. That's kind of
it. Yeah, but I think it's a good game. To be honest, for a launch, well, not a launch title, but for a title for the Switch, it's a pretty good title.
Gotcha.
And I think that's the end.
Well, yeah, we're gonna some crazy Dad. Sound effects.
Hey, Dad.
And we're gonna pause for
Dad,
a break, and
Dad, hold on. Rate the subject.
What?
Rate the subject.
What do you mean, rate the subject?
1 out of 10. How's the subject?
Mario's good. You gotta like Mario. I think as far as video games, it's probably about as classic as they come. So, yeah. I'd say as far as video game history, Mario has a solid 9 out of 10. I can't really think of too many things that are
like... 9 out of 10.
Would you give Mario a 10 out of 10?
Yeah. He invented gaming.
Okay, fair enough. You could say he's the godfather of modern gaming.
Yeah. He invented modern gaming. Yeah. Like, and the voice actor. He's so
good to go. Yeah, you like that?
It's me, Mario. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do a good impression. You want to go on to the next one?
Yep. First, we're going to pause and take a bathroom break, and we'll be right back.
So, how was that sponsor break, Dad?
Pretty good.
Feels like it's been almost a year.
I don't think it's been that long.
It's 2020 now, and it was in 2019 last time we done this.
What, October?
October, but... technically, it has been a year.
No, it hasn't.
I don't care. It's been a couple of months, and it's now 2020.
October, so and now there's December, January, February, March. So it's been 5 months.
But now there's coronavirus.
Yeah, that's
so make sure to wash your hands, people.
Wash your hands and stay home.
Can you talk a little bit louder?
No. No, I can't.
Okay, so this... yeah.
Stay home and wash your hands. And
yeah, that's just
don't
why.
Be one of those people who goes out just because that's rude and you can make other people sick.
Yeah, we got more soundproofing. I mean, my dad's messing with his watch and we got a cover on the floor.
True.
And
sounds good.
So we can be comfortable. Okay, so the Xbox Series X has been announced.
Yeah, tell me about it. I haven't really seen too much about it. So what is the new hotness?
You know the original Xbox was just a PC, okay?
It's basically a PC inside of an Xbox fancy case.
Yep. 360, just Xbox, Xbox One, just Xbox, Xbox Series X, it's just a fridge inside of an Xbox.
It's a fridge?
Yep, it's a fridge.
What do you mean by that?
I mean it's a fridge. Like, it's tall. Like,
you mean the shape of it's like a box?
Yeah. Like, it's not... see that Xbox box? It's not that, it's just fridge.
Okay, well, it doesn't have sodas in it, so that's...
sucks. It has games in it, and components that you don't drink.
What's better about the new Xbox, though?
It'll have Reshade.
Really?
And it'll have the new, Halo Infinite, And
does it have
yeah.
just like a better GPU and better just
Yep.
better specs is
Yeah,
basically
and
what it is?
it will run at 120 frames, which is bad.
What do you mean that's bad?
JK. But it's bad to me because
Oh, you're just kidding, okay.
I'm a gaming PC lord now, so.
Oh, okay. Even though you like playing your Switch and you like
yeah.
playing the Xbox One.
And
now what? You get a computer and so.
Now I'm a PC. I have gone.
PC
to,
Master Race, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I have gone. I've left the puny consoles and went to the PC Master Race.
So what, you don't want a new Xbox then when it comes out?
I want the new Xbox. Because the new Xbox.
What about the new PlayStation?
PlayStation 5. We haven't seen it yet.
Well,
so.
They've kind of... Yeah,
yeah, they announced...
Seen it.
They announced that they have been developing it,
no,
but they
I
haven't...
No, I think they released some specs, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they released some specs, but not... You know, the look at the console.
I don't know. I might have to check, but the new Xbox, let's see. New Xbox, Google. New Xbox.
Series X.
Versus
and the new
PlayStation 5. There we go.
The Xbox.
Here we go. So the new Xbox Series X is going to have a faster CPU, so it's a 3.8 gigahertz.
Yep.
Compared to a 3.5 in the PS5, the GPU is 12 teraflops compared to 10 teraflops, but it looks like its clock speed is a little slower.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really mean. And it looks like the RAM is going to be the same. It's GDDR6, which is awesome. And the bandwidth, 10 gigabytes at 560 gigabytes per second. Compared to the PlayStation's 448 gigabytes. So,
The Xbox specs
this time is a bit more... But
better.
You're right about the Xbox. It looks like a fridge. You're absolutely right. It's just a brick. The heck is that?
We haven't seen the PlayStation 5 yet, so...
I think they have shown some prototypes. But...
No, those are just renders that people mocked up.
And they're talking about how... That they should both consoles should arrive at the end of the year, and it looks like Sony has picked different CPU, GPU, and SSD speeds that will impact how the next gen games are developed for the different consoles.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit louder?
Yeah, sorry. So it looks like they're both gonna be pretty sweet, but that Xbox looks ridiculous. I mean, it literally is a rectangle. I mean...
But it will have reshade. It makes sense why it's a rectangle, right? It'll have all these components, a new GPU, a CPU, and do you know what? On the top, it has a green grid, and do you know what? That's the fan. It'll have one fan to cool the whole entire system. I know that's dumb, but it's a console, right? They went back to the roots of putting a PC in a box.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of what all of them are now, though. I mean...
No. Well, yeah. True.
See, there's the picture of the PS5. That's the one... That's their development kit. So it doesn't mean it's going to necessarily look like that for sure. But, like, that's kind of what they're going after, which has, like, a weird trough in the middle of it, which...
No, Dad, that's not their developer kit. That's just a 3D rendering that people made.
Well, there's a ton of people put that out.
Yeah, because one person released it saying, oh, this is the prototype for the PlayStation 5.
Oh, you're right.
5.
Yep, recent PS5 specs leak is nonsense. Okay, fair enough. I stand corrected.
Yeah, this person released, like, oh, this is why I think the PlayStation 5's going to look like, and do you know what? Everybody's like, oh my god, that's the PS5, that's what's going to look like, and I was just standing in the background, I'm like, you guys are actually dumb.
Okay, so what's next on the agenda?
I'm using my phone.
Okay.
So,
well.
I got... it's news flash. So this means we talk about gaming news or actual real life news.
Well, you're going to have to tell me some gaming news because I have not been paying attention. I've been working and dealing with this virus crap.
Yeah. We can talk about gaming news or, like, real news.
Well, everything's locked down. Everybody has to stay home. Restaurants are closed. Almost all businesses are ghost town. And it's crazy at Costco where I work because people are freak shows and seem to think that they need twice as much toilet paper as normal. This virus does not make you poop. It makes it hard to breathe. Get a grip, people.
It's just that they like memes.
Well, and school's out. I mean, you're pretty much done for school for... they said through April, but it sounds
That's
like...
That's pretty much the end of school.
Well, it sounds like that it's probably going to... I mean, if things go as bad as they think, then you're probably going to be out of school through summer. So, I guess you're done. Hello. You're hello middle school, huh?
Maybe.
But, and what else? What, is there any other, there's a new game that you just got. Do you want to talk about that here in just a little bit?
Yeah, it's Animal Crossing New Horizons. I'm having fun with that. I just made a video today on my channel. Yeah. I didn't make a new channel. A lot of people thought that when I said I renamed my channel because, they thought I made a new channel because I didn't. My new channel is now the Icy Octoling.
That's a good name.
I just called it a new channel.
It's not a new channel. It's just a new name of the channel.
Yeah. And people are liking the new video. They're digging the new style I have. When I used to make, like, Splatoon challenges videos, I always used my phone. I always wanted Elgato, and I knew we had Elgato, but I couldn't set it up because
now you're doing game capture on your Switch.
And I'm happy. I could have done it a long time ago because my computer wasn't power enough.
Well, we got a new computer, yeah. And
So
what other news is there?
Well... GameStop had some memes.
Huh?
Yeah, so yesterday when Animal Crossing came out, they changed their banner on, because Doom and Turtle, which is a new Doom, came out, which, they had plans for in 2016.
Okay.
And it came out, yesterday with Animal Crossing.
Okay.
So, they're like, we're so hyped about both of these games. And then one person was like, hold on, and went into Photoshop and took the Doom and Turtle picture and put Nook, which is one of the characters in Doom. I mean, not Doom.
Animal Crossing,
and then put his face on the Doom character. I wanted it as my banner so much, but I couldn't.
Speaking of Animal Crossing, why don't we get into that?
Well, no, I haven't done anything. Well, I have done some things. Like, I almost got a museum opening.
Why don't you explain to me what the game is? Because I have, honestly, I heard the Nintendo Power podcast talking about Animal Crossing, I'm like, what the heck is Animal Crossing?
Animals crossing the road.
Well, I don't think it's that. That would be dumb, but... Why don't you tell me what it actually is?
Town builder.
Okay, so, like, how do you go about it?
You have to craft.
Okay.
You have to catch fish and butterflies. You have to find fossils.
But what's the point of all that?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's just fun. Okay. It's just a fun game.
So you actually build stuff. Is it like, kind of like Minecraft?
No. It's nothing like Minecraft. And if you're talking about that, it's way better than Minecraft.
Okay.
Minecraft can suck.
Hey,
Animal
now.
Crossing.
Okay, we can...
Leaf.
Okay.
Because whenever you put down a building, it's a leaf.
What's a leaf?
Yeah, it turns into a leaf if you pick it up.
Oh, you can carry it around?
Yeah, so they can suck the leaf.
Okay, anyways.
Which is a building?
Okay, so what, if you build a building and stuff like that, you can turn into a leaf, pick it up, and go somewhere else with it, and then set it down?
Yep.
So you're not stuck in one spot if you build, like, so, in Minecraft. Because Minecraft, if you build something, once you're there,
you have to take it all down.
Or leave it and come back.
Yeah. But that's kind of what you have to do in Animal Crossing, because there's tents and houses, which you can't.
Is there other people, or is it just your world, or is it open world and the other people are in it as well?
It's just my island. I called mine, Omashu.
Omashu? Did you name that, or is that what it was called?
I named it.
So, you pick an island, and then you build out your island?
Yep.
Is there other people, I mean, like when you're playing it, is it online all the time, so there's other people in the world? Like, if you travel off your island, will you run
You can travel.
Travel?
You treble can travel? Clef. You can treble clef off your island.
Treble clef. Nice.
But you can treble clef off your island to visit other islands.
And what do you find there?
You find people.
And are they NPCs, or is it...
Online play.
Oh. And so you can interact with
Which
other people?
I mind you...
Can they come to your island and mess with you?
I don't know. I haven't been to anybody's islands yet.
Hmm.
I should try that tomorrow. Okay, you want to go to the next subject?
Sure.
Okay. Electric talk, which we can talk about technology, Dad. Your favorite.
Yeah, I do like tech. Everything's too darned expensive anymore. Let's see, Animal Crossing New Horizons is a life simulation video game developed and published by Nintendo, the fifth main series title of Animal Crossing series.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Sorry, I was just reading what it said Animal Crossings is about, because, well, you kind of explained. I didn't really get it, so I'm just looking it up on the old
Google. Is there any new electronics coming out, Dad?
Yeah, there's new phones. I mean, new Sony, not Sony, new Samsung, and but they're all so darned expensive that we're going to be getting new phones here shortly, but
it's, what type of phones?
Probably going to stick with Samsung again.
Yes.
But
what type of new phones?
I don't know yet. It depends on how much they cost.
I'm using the Samsung Galaxy S7.
7 Edge, yeah.
Yeah. I have dead pixels, and it's getting old.
It's hung in there, though. Your phone's in good shape compared to your brother's, which is destroyed.
Yeah. And his new phone just died on him.
Yep.
It's like dead die.
And no, I'd like to get the new Note when it comes out, because that looks ridiculous, but I'm sure it's going to be like $1,500 or something insane. So I might just have to settle with like
the Note 10 or the S10. I want the S10 so bad.
I don't know, man.
It fits in my hands, dude.
Yeah, but it's expensive, so.
And I have the worst phone, JK. My brother does.
Your phone's been good. But no, the new phones. I mean, it's funny how tablets used to be awesome. Like, oh, look at all these new tablets. And now it's just like, meh, who cares? Because phones are big enough and the screens are good enough to where there's no point in getting a tablet anymore. And, I mean, granted, it'd be cool to have, I guess, a pretty sweet tablet. But, and there's the new iPhones, which I just don't really care. I mean, Apple stuff's nice, but it's just not for me. I like Android better.
My cousin was like, oh my god, I really want to... Apple iPhone when he had his S6.
Well, he has a Pixel.
And now he has a Pixel.
He likes
And he's
Pixel.
Like, Apple sucks. They can go in the trash.
No, I mean...
I'm like, yes!
Apple makes awesome hardware, man. Their hardware is awesome. I just
Hey, Dad, like, you want
to... The new iPhone with Android software would be amazing. That would be, like, really cool.
Do you want to know what's funny?
Even though people would want to kill me for saying that, because Apple fanboys, no! Android sucks!
Yeah.
But... I prefer Android.
Yeah.
iOS. iOS is boring.
Guess what?
What?
You know how Apple and Samsung are rivals?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Samsung kind of makes the chips in the iPhone
Apple. Yeah, in the screen. Yeah, I know all that stuff, but...
So, why are they rivals again?
What I'd like to see is, like, the... new high refresh rate screens, all that stuff.
Yeah, Samsung should have bought out Android.
Nah, it's Google's.
Yeah, but they should have bought when they had the time. At the time, Android was like,
Google,
buy us!
No, Google makes it good. But, that, and it'd be just cool to have them do better with some of the virtual reality stuff, because if they really make the screen, the better they can make the screens, then the better the kind of cheesy little virtual reality headsets.
The virtual reality headset with your phone is not virtual reality.
No, I it's know. Not it's real. Not real. It's not. It's just like a headset. But if they...
Real virtual reality has 6 degrees of movement, like Oculus Quest and stuff.
Yep, the Oculus is...
I really want that.
Really, really cool.
I really want it because I don't like life right now.
No, I'm sure. What, because you're stuck at home and can't go to school?
No, because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're stuck inside, so you can't do anything. But, you know...
Like, my daily routine right now is...
Video games and YouTube?
Yep.
Well, the weather's getting better, so now you'll be able to go outside here.
No, because it might be illegal.
Well, you know what I mean. Go out in the yard.
Nope.
Anyway.
People in Italy have to stay in their house, and they're having the best weather ever.
Yeah, but see, we have a big yard, and we don't have neighbors except for you. Anyways, you know what I'm saying. So what are we, we're kind of rambling on here. What do we, what's our next topic?
Mini talk, which we can talk about anything.
Well, isn't that what we were just doing? We're rambling on.
No, we were talking about, coronavirus.
Okay, well.
And I don't want to talk technology. About
that anymore. But, what else is new? We went and saw the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, yes.
That was actually really good. I thought it was going to be kind of lame, but it was actually really good. I quite liked that. Have you seen any shows? Or you're pretty much just all about the YouTubes, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was good. The movie 1917 was really good, even though it's not necessarily a kids movie. But, and then that Netflix series, Lock and Key, that show was really good. I was thoroughly into that show. I watched all 10 episodes in 2 days. Like, talk about binge watching.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. And what your brother's been all about, Project Blue Book, which that's a good show too.
Mm-hmm.
Going off the deep end with aliens. What about you? What YouTube channels have you been watching?
A lot of Splatoon.
Yeah, any particular channels?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And he does
animators.
What kind of videos do they do?
He now, right now, Fantastic is making Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
The new virus for Splatubers is the Animal Crossing iris.
Splatooners? Is that what you said?
No, Splatubers, which I am.
Splatubers. Sounds like a mix between a... It sounds like a splatted potato.
What?
A potato is like a tuber, is what they call a potato. It's like a...
YouTuber!
I know, but...
Splat, and then you take you, tubers, and then you take the tubers and splat tubers.
Like, a potato is called a tuber. It's like what... Like, it's when things that grow underground where the roots are what you eat. That's a tuber. And if you splat it, then you have a splat tuber. Okay, I know, that's dumb.
It's dumb.
Anyways,
We can go on game rant.
Okay, give me a game rant.
Animal Crossing!
Yeah?
Animal Crossing is Animal Crossing.
What, you and your brother have been playing, what, Portal 2 again, right? You guys have been going old school?
Yep, we got Portal 2, like, looking like E3.
Because what, again. You put the reshade on it? Is
and
that what it
I got the old portal gun.
Isn't that what you guys did? You put reshade on it?
Yeah, we got reshade.
Yeah, it does look quite amazing. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how big a difference that made on that game. And that game's epic, though, man. That's a classic. I think that's one of my favorite games of all time.
Even though they won't make a Portal 3.
Yeah, but at this point, it's been so long to where if they did and it wasn't awesome...
Well, they technically did make a Half-Life 3, which is Half-Life Alyx, which is only on VR, so anyone can play it.
I know.
To that, Gabe Newell, the holy Christ of games, is going to VR now.
Yeah, I mean, but with Portal 2, if they make a Portal 3... And it sucks, then everybody's going to be really upset to where it's almost at this point better to leave it. Or, I mean, or if they made some, like, expansion levels for Portal 2. Like,
Well, technically they put that in the communities, so Portal 2 is basically endless.
Well, yeah, because you can build your own maps and stuff, which, yeah. I mean, I guess is cool. It's just the whole storyline I thought was pretty neat in Portal 2. I never really got into the Half-Life games.
Yeah, Half-Life is really fun.
I know, your brother's been playing that a bunch, too.
Mm-hmm, me too.
What other games has he been playing? What have you and him been playing together?
I've been playing a lot, and I mean...
Well, what's the space game he's been playing? There's Elite Dangerous he was playing, and then, oh, Star Citizen. Yeah, he got the alpha for Star Citizen.
Yeah.
He's been playing that. That game's pretty cool. If they ever finish it, because, I mean, it's been in production for years and years and years and years and years, but if they ever finish it, that game is awesome. It's super detailed and almost to the point where it's almost too much because it's so complicated. Just to learn to play the game is going to take forever. It's not a game you can just pick up and start playing it.
Yeah, I've been playing, like, a lot of Animal Crossing.
Keeping it simple with Nintendo?
Yeah, but I've been playing other games, too, like Half-Life and Portal and Tetris.
I think we should bust out the Yoshi game again.
Yoshi's Woolly... Yeah, we never completed that game!
Yeah, that game was fun, actually. I thought, by looking at it, just looking at the case, I thought that game was going to be pretty lame.
One spooky night, I asked you to get me a game, and you said, what game? I said, Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, this game looks childish. Gave it to me. And I said, yay, and I played it, and you checked it out, and you're like, this isn't childish, and started getting addicted.
The game's fun. The thing that's funny about that game, though, is the fact you can, like, eat. If you're playing two-player, you can eat the other person, so if you can't get past a part together, you can just chomp them. But then you can do it against your will, though, so if I was, like, lagging behind, you just eat me. I'm just like, dang it, man! let me out!
We used the, each other angry by eating each other.
Or, like, you can steal a bunch of yarn and then, like, chuck it at each other. No, that's a good game. We'll have to bust that out here. That or a little Mario Kart. It's been a while since we busted out the Mario Kart, too.
Yes, we will play those games tomorrow, if that's a deal, okay?
Yeah.
So next subject?
Yeah, we're getting on time, so what else we got here?
The new mods for any game.
Okay, well, you and your brother have been messing around with the, what's the,
Portal. Reshade. Right,
Reshade, but what's the other thing? The,
the Portal line, gun mods?
No, the line, deal that gives you guys were talking about subscribing to that guy's Patreon.
Oh yeah, that gives us Reshade.
Yeah, but isn't it like something line something? I can't remember what it was called now.
City Skylines.
Well, yeah, you guys have been playing that game too, huh?
We're not in Game Rant though.
No, but the other mod that he was doing, other than the Reshade, there was another one. I can't remember what it was called. But that's pretty impressive, man. How it makes the games look. It's
back.
It's pretty good. But other than that, not too many mods. I mean, I guess standard ones with why am I drawing a blank on games with mods?
Yeah. I've gotten
Fallout mods, like with New Vegas, and then
Halo
on
Reach
Skyrim as well.
Mods.
Yeah, Halo.
My brother got Reshade on Halo.
But it kept triggering the cheat detector. It's like, no, it's just for the graphics. Quit saying I'm cheating. Now that's about it. So what else we got? We can wrap this up because we are almost at a half hour.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
Kind of discussed fast.
Well, there hasn't been a lot going on right now.
I've been begging you to do this.
Yeah,
for
that's because I've been
busy.
But there hasn't been that much going on. It's been all coronavirus all the time, all crazy politics and video game wise. It's been
crazy.
Other than like with the new game you got, it's been kind of slow. So. Hope everybody had a good Christmas since we haven't put on a show. Mm-hmm. And hope you have fun playing your games, and we'll talk about more later.
Hold on. We hope you had a good Halloween, a good Thanksgiving, a good Christmas, and a good Valentine's Day.
New Year's. You missed New Year's.
And New Year's. So we missed five.
St. Patrick's Day.
And Shane.
Anyways.
We have missed six.
Yep.
Holidays on this podcast. This podcast is worse than Nintendo's podcast's upload schedule.
Yep. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. We hope you guys do good. Stay safe with the coronavirus. Stay home.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. This is not a threat. Okay, bye.